Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Reyna Retirement. Reyna Reyes has dedicated her career to helping people make smarter financial decisions. Reyna Retirement is all about breaking down complex financial concepts into language you can actually understand. Now, here's the co-founder of American Federal Benefits Consultants, Reyna Reyes.
Happy day to you, and the question is, doth thou contribute to the Roth of TSB or a regular IRA or any kind of Roth at all? Do you know what a Roth is? Well, I do, and I can tell you. So there's some money that you put into a bucket, like a 401 or a TSB, and it's never been taxed. Uncle Sam hasn't touched it, but he's waiting outside the door to tax you one day. But we're talking about money that you can pay tax on the way in and then let it grow. And then down the road, as long as you follow the rules, you will not pay tax on the growth in that account. So it can earn interest, it can just, and then down the road, you can take it out and Uncle Sam can't touch it at all. And for that reason, he tries to put some limits on us. So let's see what it is. Let's first do this definition of the difference between the two in an image. See, I drink a lot of coffee, so I figure everything's pretty much coffee out there. So let's check it out. So coffee on the left is if you're putting into your traditional pre-tax or rather tax-deferred bucket of money. You are the coffee carafe. You're putting it in every pay period, getting a tax deferral. Yay. And then the government is matching you, preferably 5%. Don't put in less than 5, guys. And then they match you the 5%. But you're also earning interest, which let's hope it goes up, right? And that's maybe the creamer in the sugar, okay? So, yeah, you got this coffee cup and you're ready to drink it when you turn 59 and a half while you're working. Or if you are already retired and you want to take a withdrawal. But before you take a sip of that coffee, who gets the first sip? Our uncle. Yep. We got to pay tax on that amount. TSB has a mandatory 20% tax withholding. And other plans sometimes don't have that mandatory number. But it's all going to come out in the wash anyway, depending on how much money you made that year. So there's your coffee. You're kicking the can down the road. You're waiting on it. They're keeping it hot for you. But that first sip goes to somebody else. Compared to the Roth. The Roth on the right-hand side, let's say you're contributing water. It was already taxed. You already handled the tax. So Uncle Sam's not going to be able to take a sip of that. He already took a sip. Make sense? But as time goes by, you're earning interest. There's the oil. Now remember, water and oil never mix. And the difference you want to keep in your mind about the Roth is that the water was already taxed. They call that your basis. So you contributed your basis and you already handled the tax. But the growth, the earnings, the plus, that is the oil. And it will never, ever, 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 ever be taxed as long as you follow the rules. And I'll tell you the rules in a second. But you see, there's this dollar amount that Uncle Sam can never, ever touch. And that, to me, is the coolest thing ever. Because if you are anywhere in your career, preferably anytime, you know, maybe a little further in the spring and summer and autumn of your career, and you've got a little time to contribute, you can use that time to your advantage by contributing a little bit of water all the time and start earning some oil. And that way, as time goes by, Uncle Sam can't touch it. Well, what are these rules? Let me tell you, there's different rules for different locations. So the Roth IRA, I've got a little image here for you. So the Roth IRA will have a little bit more stringent rules for non-federal employees or people who do not have a Roth option in their 401k or TSP. And if you're a FERS employee or a civil service employee, you have the Roth option in your TSP into which you can contribute, which is great. But here are the rules. Hands off for 5 years from the first dollar and hands off until you're old enough to make your own decisions on your money. Just kidding. But age 59 and a half. So after both of those things are true, remember our two-sided coins, it's got to be both, not one or the other. So you got to have it for 5 years, hands off, and after 59 and a half to actually pull money out without Uncle Sam taking a sip first. And if you're looking to contribute into a regular Roth IRA that is outside of a 401, outside of TSP, bucket of money that maybe a financial manager is handling for you or somebody on my team, we handle these as well. You want to just contribute, if you want to contribute the maximum, this year, 2025's maximums are $7,000 per year if you're under 50 and $8,000 a year if you're over, which is kind of a little guy, right? They put their thumb on us because they know it's going to grow tax-free and they're not excited about us having a big old balance, earning good interest that they can't tax. So they put a little bit of thumb on us for that. But if you have the TSP or a 401k, let me show you this image of how you've got some bigger numbers that you can contribute into your plan. How about this year, $23,500? And if you're over 50, you got the catch up. And then they added these other extra cool catch ups for ages 60, 61, and 62, and 63 if you're 25, which is super specific. Maybe they could have just made it a little bit easier. I don't know. But you've got more catch up that you can do if you're within that age bracket or those ages. But what does that even mean? It means you can contribute all of that money into a Roth if you wanted to. So, you know, some people say there's like a teeter-totter you want to follow because if I make a bunch of money, sometimes I'd rather get a tax deferral. But also, if I make a bunch of money, there's limitations to that first IRA I told you. If you make over a certain threshold, you can't put one in anyway. You can't have a Roth. You can't contribute into a Roth if you make too much money. So a lot of my higher income earners are like, whoa, you know, pay tax anyway. Let's just roll with it and put at least some into a Roth because I actually can in the TSP or in the 401k. And I can actually contribute a heck of a lot. So some people will split it down the middle. Let's say 31,000 is the max and they're putting 15 in one and 16 in the other kind of thing to contribute and get it rolling. So to me, this is huge because you can contribute mass amounts of money into a bucket that it's going to grow interest with no tax. This is huge. I feel like I got to whisper it because like Uncle Sam's going to hear me and like cut it off or something. So you've got options. You have options is the point. So you can definitely consider that if you haven't already. And if you are in your early stages of your career, I even more enthusiastically encourage you to consider using a Roth to your advantage because you've got significant time on your sauce. Use the time value of money to your advantage. Now, there's some cool things happening specific with the TSP starting next year, 2026. They are allowing internal Roth conversions. So what does that mean? You can take coffee and turn it into water. It sounds miraculous. But essentially, you take money that has never been taxed. You put a chunk over into the Roth and you decide the dollar amount. So you can say, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and convert $10,000 this year, $20,000, whatever, using some thresholds like tax brackets. Maybe watch out for Irma if you're ready to pay, you know, if you're going to go, if you're close to eligibility for Medicare. So different things like that. That's a big reason you want to reach out to me and the team to help decide, do I want to? If so, how much? When do I do this? Beginning of the year, end of the year? What makes the most sense for me? And then, but TSP is interesting. So they're saying we're allowing it. So let me just show you a little snippet from their website where they're saying, yep, we're allowing conversions next year. So starting in 2026, you can take pre-tax money, pay the tax, and make it post-tax, which is great. It's an in-plan conversion. So they're kind of covering their six and saying, hey, if you're thinking about doing it, talk to a tax advisor. Why would they encourage this? Because you can use this vehicle, this opportunity, and you will tax yourself. That's what the conversion does. You take money from one bucket and you put it in the other. You're taking it out of the coffee and putting it into the water, but you pay tax to get it there. And you can choose how much you want to do. So a lot of people, while they're working, they're not as excited about taxing themselves more, especially if tax is already the problem. But it does make sense to maybe contribute, that is, out of your paycheck into the Roth, at least do that to have it open. And then after retirement, we may be making less money and we may have a little bit more room within our tax brackets to then convert dollars, pay the tax, and then increase or continue that bucket we already started to grow tax-free down the road. So that's why they're saying, hey, whoa, 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 you could do it. We're going to let you. but we're not on the hook for some crummy tax decision you made for yourself. And what I meant by Irma, I had somebody that I spoke to who retired 2 years ago and started doing really, really major Roth conversions because they were concerned about whether the tax cuts were going to sunset here this end of this year, 25 into 26. Well, they continued them, which is awesome, but they had already done these major, major, major withdrawals, or rather conversions, and pay tax on them. Well, they were like 67 years old and paying Medicare premiums, and that increased their Medicare premium pretty significantly. Now, it only lasts for 1 year, but it's something we want to think about. If you're close to the threshold, let's at least do the math to see if it makes sense to stay under a certain threshold. We have to pick a cutoff somewhere. So if we're close to it, that helps us make the decision as to whether we're gonna, and if so, when. And also, we can pick tax years to our advantage. So definitely reach out so we can have a meeting on that. Because back to my little happy coffee picture, essentially you are taking coffee and making it water. But to get it over there, you got to pay the piper. You got to pay the tax. You got to handle Uncle Sam in order for him to play ball with you, right? So we're going to pay the tab sometime. A lot of times we'd rather pay it on the seed rather than the crop after you have fertilized and watered and loved it and done all those things to it. So reach out. Let's have a chat about what you're doing, when you're doing it, how you're doing it, where you are in your career, what makes sense to contribute to, what may not make sense. I've even had people, late 60s, hey, Raina, I want to start a Roth. Great. Why is that? Well, because Susie has a Roth. Okay. Well, what? She have one. I don't know, but she said it's great. Okay. Well, how is that going to help you? I don't know, but Susie said it's great. We need to get about 7 layers deep of why into why we might do something. And Susie is not our answer, because what may be great for her may be crummy for you, right? Now, starting a Roth is, I don't think, ever a horrible thing, but we want to say, why are we doing it? Are we doing it to have a tax-free benefit for yourself 5 years from now? Or are we paying taxes for our heirs? That makes sense. Or are we trying to reduce our taxable bucket of money to reduce RMDs later and sort of dollar cost average these taxes? These are great ideas and great reasons, but we want to come to that as the purpose, not just because Susie had it. So whether you've been listening to Susie or not, you want to reach out to me and the team. I can even throw my number out here, my direct cell, 850-450-6500. Text me and I'll get my calendar to you so we can get you scheduled to talk to the right person at the right time to make the right decisions in the right year. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Raina Retirement. With a strong commitment to ethical standards, Raina works hard to find the right solution for each individual or family who reaches out for advice. To contact Raina directly, call 850-450-6500. That's 850-450-6500. Or to reach the team at American Federal Benefits Consultants, call 1-800-872-8857. That's 1-800-872-8857. You can also go online to AmericanFederal.org. Not affiliated with the United States government. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. The information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of their respective owners. American Federal Benefits Consultants is an independent organization, not a government agency or affiliated with the federal government or any state government. The terms CSRS, FERS, FEGLI, and FEHB are all registered trademarks of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. American Federal Benefits Consultants, agents, consultants, or any independent contractors do not provide tax, legal, or investment advice and do not engage in the solicitation or sale of securities. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations.